What's your name?
My name is Annette Vega. Clearly we got the last name, so we're related.
Alright, so my first question I have for you is, what are some places that you have traveled?
So, of course, I've been to California. I used to live there for like almost 2 years. And then from there, back in like 2018, I went to Oregon for like a wedding. And then I also went to Nashville, Tennessee last summer, 2022, for, because I placed top 10 for nationals, the state or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to go to Nashville, Tennessee. Other than that, those are like the only places.
What was funner, like going to Nashville or California?
Honestly, Nashville was a different experience because California, we've already lived there, you know, so.
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of used to how that is and how Chicago is. But Nashville, Tennessee, since it was more of like competition, I was having fun. Just that, of course, since it was last summer, it was really hot. So yeah. I had a terrible tan. But overall, my experience in Nashville, Tennessee was good. It's just that, you know, it's a lot of like different, I guess, races, you could say.
When you're in California, what was like the best spots to visit?
The best spot was Santa Cruz when I had gone to like the roller coasters, you know. Originally I used to live at Sacramento, California, so like the drive was like a 6-7 hour drive from Sacramento to Santa Cruz. But overall, it was fun because of the roller coasters. But I also like Lake Tahoe because the water is like really clear. And yeah, there's just like bears, so I think that's cool.
Yeah. What was your dream job and what caught your interest?
And what?
Caught your interest.
My dream job is to become a pediatric travel nurse. It's actually what I'm aiming for right now. But, I mean, I'm interested in that because throughout my high school experience, I was in the Allied Health Program at North Grand High School. And I guess like from sophomore year all the way to senior year, I've been in that program for 3 years, which gave me the opportunity to earn my EKG certificate, my certified nursing assistant certificate, and also my phlebotomy certificate. So I guess I just got like caught up in the nursing field. But yeah, I also want to work with kids because I think that kids are really precious and they're just, you know, innocents. And who else doesn't want to travel? Like,
yeah, that'd be cool. Where did you grow up and how was that experience there?
Yeah, so born and raised in Chicago, Illinois, you know, Belmont, Cragen area, I guess. But yeah, I feel like Chicago is pretty decent, you know. Of course, I'm ready for a new change, a new adventure, so probably like after college, you know, once I get my career or something, I could explore the world. I would like to live at Florida though. Florida would be one of my options to live like in the future when I get older. But Chicago, I guess I just got like, you know, used to it because I've been here since, you know, I was born. Yeah.
When you were growing up, like, do you still like stay connected with your friends from when you were younger or not really?
Oh, no. That's actually a really interesting question. No. Honestly, my middle school friends throughout high school, I guess we just went our own ways because, you know, one, we go to different high schools. It's not the same as, like, you know, being in the same middle school for, like, years. So everybody goes their own separate ways. And then the people who were my friends in high school, I guess we kind of, like, departed entering college because, you know, when you go to college, people either stay in-state or they go out-of-state. Or, you know, they just, like, travel or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I do have a couple of friends from high school. But those friends weren't from my middle school, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But overall, you know, friends come and go. But overall, I'm thankful for, you know, the friends that I've met. You know, memories are memories.
Yeah. And didn't you, like, run into some of your middle school friends?
Oh, yeah. So, like, for my first semester of college, It's crazy because I thought I would never see these middle school faces anymore. But, you know, freaking college, I'm just over here looking at, like, my middle school classmates. And I'm like, this is so awkward. I felt like it was so awkward. And I was not going to be the first one. And I'm still not going to be the first one to say anything. I just feel like it's weird.
Yeah.
Especially since, like, we haven't interacted since, like, for 4 or 5 years. Like, that's pretty crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
What was the most important day of your life?
The most important day of my life. I guess like when I turned 18. Why? Because I'm a big fan of Bad Bunny, and my parents, they got me, like, they literally decorated for my birthday Bad Bunny. They got me something from Pandora. I see a Bad Bunny poster.
The balloons.
Bad Bunny balloons. Bad Bunny hoodie. Yeah, it was really sweet too, because I mean, I feel like they would forget or something, you know, but clearly that meant something to me, which was really meaningful. And, you know, that's obviously an unforgettable day that anybody could experience, especially if, like, you know, that your parents remember something.
Yeah.
It says a lot.
And he about to drop an album too, right?
He did.
He dropped
it
already?
He dropped an album literally yesterday, Friday the 13th. Really? Oh, no, 2 days ago. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, damn. I didn't even know that. Where do you possibly see yourself in 10 to 20 years?
Honestly, I wouldn't say one specific location, but if anything, I would say, like, definitely, like, different states, countries. I see myself just traveling. Hopefully, not a family yet. I want to just travel. Obviously, I'm already gonna become the pediatric travel nurse, and just enjoying myself, enjoying my 20s. It's pretty much it. Just having fun.
You don't plan on having kids in 20 years?
20 years?
Like 10 to 20 years.
Ugh. Probably.
Probably.
Probably, like, after I'm done with, like,
you got your
everything
stuff, like, settled
something
down and
yeah,
stuff, right?
Yeah, I have to save up before I get into, like, a family. Like, kids are not expensive.
They are
expensive. I mean, kids are expensive.
They are expensive. Yeah. Yeah, but, like, yeah, but you plan on having, like, a husband and stuff?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely.
Do you have any regrets while, like, growing up or anything like that?
Yeah, of course. I feel like everybody has regrets, you know, growing up. You know, you do something that later on you regret. You say some things that you're going to regret later on. I feel like just at the moment you don't really think about it, but then later on it affects you, or you start to be like, damn, like, I really did this, or I really said that. But yeah, I did a lot of regretful things that I know I shouldn't have done. And of course, like, when you're young, you feel like you're at the right to do whatever, but in reality, like, your parents are right. They know what's good for you. And yeah, I mean, it's a lot of regretful things that I feel like I have done, like, as an individual. Yeah,
but, like, when you dealt with those regrets, did you ever learn off of it in the future?
Yeah, I mean, for example, like, when I snuck out and all of that, and I got caught, like, of course, you know that you're at the wrong because your parents are telling you one thing, and you clearly, like, break their trust, and that makes you feel bad because you're like, damn, like, what if they don't, I don't know, I guess you could say, like, what if they don't love me anymore, you know, like, as a kid, you start to think, like, damn, like, maybe my parents are gonna hate me or something, but at the end of the day, they know what's, like, what's up.
Yeah.
And they know the rights. So, yeah, but I did learn off of that because I haven't done it, so.
Yeah. Was there a teacher who had a particular strong influence on your life?
Definitely, yeah. North Grand High School, my allied health teacher, Dr. Bonsu was, like, the only teacher I could say 100% was the only one that, like, cared about his students. Dr. Bonsu was the one that, you know, he spoke the truth, and plus he helped us get these, like, opportunities with Rush Hospital and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, you know, thanks to him, I'm able to have these certificates, and it just helps me in my future to become a nurse.
Yeah. How about, like, middle school, remember Mr. Burrell or nah?
Oh, no.
I feel like he was a great
teacher. Mr. Burrell? Yeah, Mr. Burrell was actually good. Yeah, he was a good like math teacher. He would get mad over anything, but I feel like he was also like another teacher that cared more about his students than anybody else. Yeah. You know.
And also he would do like the after school programs for free.
Right, in the mornings too. He would do like before school, after school. Yeah, it's like freaking opportunities that teachers provide for their students. Only specific teachers, like if they really cared, you know. Other teachers, they should be like, whatever.
Yeah, I swear he made like everyone's math scores go up.
Yeah. NBA. Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Mine was high.
Yeah, I got like 242.
Yeah, I got like a 246.
What are your religious beliefs, and how did you come to your faith?
So growing up, of course, we're like more in the Catholic, like going to Catholic church and everything.
Yeah.
I've always loved going to church, though. You know, I guess like I would be the only one going with mom and dad.
Yeah, I barely. Yeah. Well, I went the second most, and then Josh the last.
Yeah. I was like the only one that was going mostly with like my parents and all of that. But of course, like, you know, we stopped because of the pandemic, and you know, I started getting into Christianity because my boyfriend, he's Christian, and so we started going to like a Christian church, which is really, really different compared to like a Catholic church. Like the worship
is way different.
Respectfully, yeah. Way better.
yeah,
it's like more powerful. You could feel the presence.
I feel like Catholics are so strict, though. I feel like in Christianity, you're more welcomed and stuff.
Yeah, like for a Christian church, like you're able to like sing and like, you know, have fun. Then like Catholic church, it's just more of like the pastor just like talking, and then like we have to sit down, get up. You know, like
yeah, it's like a what's it called, like a. It's just like the same thing as the schedule. It's like every week is
every
like,
week is the same thing.
You learn a new part of the Bible, but you're like,
yeah,
you know, you repeat everything.
Yeah.
What are like your hobbies and things you like to do in your free time?
So during my free time, whenever I do have the chance, I go to the gym, and if not, you know, most of the time I just spend my afternoon being upstairs, but not just doing like nothing. I just be doing my homework, you know, trying to catch up because college work is like not like high school, especially like since I go to a big university. I have like more responsibility doing my homework, so I guess like I don't really have time to take care of myself like physically as I did back in high school, because now I'm more busy, you know, I'm more focused. Like this is what's gonna help me like with my future.
Yeah.
But yeah, overall, like other hobbies that I do is just like, you know, just obviously just gym and like read the Bible, and whenever I can I go out, and that's pretty much it.
So
some discoveries are downright unsafe.
What are some things that keep you motivated to keep following your career path?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, of course, I mean, like, being a first-gen, you know, college student is not easy. But it's honestly really, really, like, exciting, especially, like, for your family. Because, you know, your parents are able to have, like, a daughter or a son, you know, with their master's, you know, doctorate or something. So I feel like my parents, they're my big inspirations because they expect like a lot from me, and I obviously don't want to just do like the bare minimum. And I feel like since they weren't able to have the opportunity, I would like to like accomplish that for myself, but also for like my family. And then like so you could have role model too, so you could look up to me, but you could also look up to like Joshua, because he's the first one too.
And he could help us like give us advice on how it was.
Exactly. So I feel like yeah, my parents, they keep me motivated. And yeah, I mean, it'll be nice accomplishing your dreams, just making your parents proud, and for them to, you know, whenever they pass away, to know that we actually have our career at the end of the day, that we did this
and we got to follow what we like to do. Right?
Exactly.
What is your experience in like jobs that you have worked in?
So my first job, when I was a sophomore, I was 16 years old. I worked at McDonald's, and I remember, like, back then I would always be like, bro, I'm not going to work at McDonald's. That's not going to be my first job. Bro, turns out that was the only job that called me back. So, I mean, I just wanted to work really bad and just make money, you know, see how it is, give it a try. But McDonald's was honestly, like, fun. Like, I don't care what anybody says. It was fun. It made my day. Well, it made my shifts go by fast. Because it's a fast food restaurant. It's really busy. It's really busy and whatnot. So, honestly, it was easy money, too. Overall, a good experience.
But it's, like, fast-paced, right?
Yeah, it's really fast-paced. But I got the hang of it really quick. My second job was Shoe Carnival. I made over a year there. Was employee of the month, like, the second month after working there. And then I, from a store associate, I became a leader. And then after I became a leader, I just quit. I quit. But Shoe Carnival was so easy, too, because it would low-key be dead. But, you know, you learn a lot, though. Like, multitasking, interacting with customers, bringing down shoes to customers, bringing up people, charging them. Then my third job, well, wasn't really a job, but because I quit right away. It was Banana Republic at Rosemont, and I actually liked it because, you know, you're able to dress up, like, professionally, but I ended up quitting because I kind of got bored of it, and plus, I got accepted to Rush Hospital to work there, so who doesn't want to work in the medical field, you know, that's what I'm interested in. I'm obviously going to take that opportunity over some clothes, you know?
Yeah. All right, that's it for the interview.